Monday, December the 6th, 2010, 29 Kislev 5771, Hanukkah 6, 6 candles, Feast of Dedication Day 2 before Shabbat, Parasha Vayigash, and he approached. Hanukkah 6, number 74247. On the sixth day, Eliasaph the son of Deuel, prince of the children of Gad, gave his offering, one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels. After the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old, for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Eliasaph the son of Deuel. Vayigash continued, Genesis 45.
Joseph revealed to his brothers.
Then Joseph couldn't control himself before all those who stood before him, and he cried, "Cause everyone to go out from me." No one else stood with him, while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. He wept aloud. The Egyptians heard, and the house of Pharaoh heard. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Does my father still live?" His brothers couldn't answer him, for they were terrified at his presence. Joseph said to his brothers, "Come near to me, please." They came near. He said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now don't be grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that you sold me here, for Elohim sent me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years the famine has been in the land, and there are yet 5 years, in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. Elohim sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant in the earth, and to save you alive by a great deliverance. So now it wasn't you who sent me here, but Elohim, and he has made me a father to Pharaoh, master of all his house, and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry, and go up to my father, and tell him, 'This is what your son Joseph says, Elohim has made me master of all Egypt. Come down to me. Don't wait. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you will be near to me, you, your children, your children's children, your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. There I will nourish you, for there are yet 5 years of famine, lest you come to poverty, you, and your household, and all that you have. Behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaks to you. You shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that you have seen. You shall hurry and bring my father down here." He fell on his brother Benjamin's neck, and wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck. He kissed all his brothers, and wept on them. After that his brothers talked with him. The report of it was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying Joseph's brothers have come. It pleased Pharaoh well, and his servants. Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Tell your brothers, do this. Load your animals, and go, travel to the land of Canaan. Take your father and your households, and come to me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and you will eat the fat of the land. Now you were commanded, do this. Take wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones, and for your wives, and bring your father, and come. Also, don't concern yourselves about your belongings, for the good of all of the land of Egypt is yours." The sons of Israel did so. Joseph gave them wagons, according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. He gave each one of them changes of clothing, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of clothing. He sent the following to his father: 10 donkeys loaded with the good things of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain and bread and provision for his father by the way. So he sent his brothers away, and they departed. He said to them, "See that you don't quarrel in the way." They went up out of Egypt, and came into the land of Canaan, to Jacob their father. They told him, saying, "Joseph is still alive, and he is ruler over all the land of Egypt." His heart fainted, for he didn't believe them. They told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said to them. When he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. Israel said, "It is enough. Joseph my son is still alive. I will go and see him before I die." John 19.
The soldiers mock Yeshua.
So Pilate then took Yeshua, and flogged him. The soldiers twisted thorns into a crown, and put it on his head, and dressed him in a purple garment. They kept saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they kept slapping him. Then Pilate went out again, and said to them, "Behold, I bring him out to you, that you may know that I find no basis for a charge against him."
Pilate's decision.
Yeshua therefore came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple garment. Pilate said to them, "Behold, the man." When therefore the chief priests and the officers saw him, they shouted, saying, "Crucify! Crucify!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves, and crucify him, for I find no basis for a charge against him." The Judeans answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the son of Elohim." When therefore Pilate heard this saying, he was more afraid. He entered into the praetorium again, and said to Yeshua, "Where are you from?" But Yeshua gave him no answer. Pilate therefore said to him, "Aren't you speaking to me? Don't you know that I have power to release you, and have power to crucify you?" Yeshua answered, "You would have no power at all against me, unless it were given to you from above. Therefore he who delivered me to you has greater sin." At this, Pilate was seeking to release him, but the Judeans cried out, saying, "If you release this man, you aren't Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." When Pilate therefore heard these words, he brought Yeshua out, and sat down in the judgment seat at a place called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the preparation day of the Passover, at about the sixth hour. He said to the Judeans, "Behold, your king." They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." So then he delivered him to them to be crucified. So they took Yeshua and led him away.
The king on a tree.
He went out, bearing his cross, to the place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew, Golgotha, where they crucified him, and with him two others, on either side one, and Yeshua in the middle. Pilate wrote a title also, and put it on the cross. There was written Yeshua of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Therefore many of the Judeans read this title, for the place where Yeshua was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. The chief priests of the Judeans therefore said to Pilate, "Don't write, the King of the Jews," but, he said, "I am King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Yeshua, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also the coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. Then they said to one another, "Let's not tear it, but cast lots for it to decide whose it will be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, 'They parted my garments among them. For my cloak they cast lots.'" Therefore the soldiers did these things.
"Behold your mother."
But there were standing by the cross of Yeshua his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Therefore when Yeshua saw his mother, and the disciple whom he loved standing there, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold, your mother." From that hour, the disciple took her to his own home.
It is finished.
After this, Yeshua, seeing that all things were now finished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I am thirsty." Now a vessel full of vinegar was set there, so they put a sponge full of the vinegar in hyssop, and held it at his mouth. When Yeshua therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." He bowed his head, and gave up his spirit.
Yeshua's side is pierced.
Therefore the Judeans, because it was the preparation day, so that the bodies wouldn't remain in the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a special one, asked of Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. Therefore the soldiers came, and broke the legs of the first, and of the other who was crucified with him, but when they came to Yeshua, and saw that he was already dead, they didn't break his legs. However, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. He who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, that you may believe. For these things happened, that the scripture might be fulfilled, "A bone of him will not be broken." Again, another scripture says, they will look on him whom they pierced.
Yeshua buried in Joseph's tomb.
After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Yeshua, but secretly for fear of the Judeans, asked of Pilate that he might take away Yeshua's body. Pilate gave him permission. He came therefore and took away his body. Nicodemus, who at first came to Yeshua by night, also came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 Roman pounds. So they took Yeshua's body, and bound it in linen cloths with the spices, as the custom of the Judeans is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden. In the garden was a new tomb in which no man had ever yet been laid. Then because of the Judeans' preparation day, for the tomb was near at hand, they laid Yeshua there. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain.